Justin Huertas seems to be one of those artists who can do anything. He draws. He plays the cello. He's performed musical theater and Shakespeare. Now Huertas makes his debut as a playwright. His show, Lizard Boy, opens at the Seattle Repertory Theater next Wednesday. Now, the origins of this play go back several years. Huertas was playing cello on a national tour of the Broadway musical Spring Awakening. The Rep's late artistic director, Jerry Manning, saw Huertas perform and left the young man a voicemail. Huertas told Marcy Silman Manning asked him to call back because he had some thoughts.
When Jerry Manning has thoughts, like, you want to know what they are? And I just said to him, like, anything. Whatever you want me to do, I will say yes. So what are your thoughts? He said, I have this image of you playing cello on the Leo K stage. I think there's a show here somewhere. I just don't know what the show is. And I was like, what? So he ended up commissioning me to just keep a diary for the rest of the tour. I created this, like, other version of myself where I grew up gay, yes, but I also grew up with lizard skin. And that was the big drama in my life. No one wanted to talk to me or, like, give me the time of day because of my lizard skin. And then I came out and nobody cared. But the lizard skin! And rather than do a one-man show, an autobiography or a travelogue of this tour, he got to this coming out story and he was like,
You have this drama background. I'm not clear where the cello part of you came in or where it was in the order of stuff.
My gosh. I started playing, I really started drawing. That was the first thing I ever did. I would draw like superheroes and sketch, like, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be like an animator. I wanted to work for Disney. And then fourth grade, I picked up the cello, told my parents I wanted to play the cello because it was as big as I am. And they were like, oh, that's not the best reason, but sure. And that was the first thing, that was the next thing I was going to do. I wanted to be an animator, and then I wanted to be a cellist. I wanted to play cello for the rest of my life. And that's the way it was until sophomore year of high school when I started doing more things with the drama club. And then I got cast in the Spring musical, and then that's when I was like, oh, I want to be an actor. And of course, like, my parents had just bought me this cello that was thousands of dollars.
So you were pursuing this musical theater career, continuing to play the cello. Why would Jerry Manning have thought, and of course, Justin, you can write a show?
He did not know whether or not I could write something. He just knew that he wanted a show. And that's why he commissioned me to write these diaries. And it wasn't until we started developing this Lizard Boy character that he found out that I could also write a fictional story.
I'm talking with Justin Huertas, who's clearly multi-talented in the arts. You've pretty much covered everything. I'm curious why, with all this focus on you and the diary and everything, that you chose to write a play for three people instead of just make a solo show?
I don't know. One of my favorite things to do in high school was to play cello in an ensemble. I've always played either in a quartet or in a trio. And I hated being a soloist up there, like on stage, just playing a piece on the cello by myself. I found it so intimidating. And there are pieces of me all over this show and these other characters. Siren and Carrie are pieces of me. They're definitely me in there.
Why choose a lizard boy as your sort of primary alter ego?
I think the idea that heroes look a certain way was really, really important to me. Growing up, I've always kind of felt because I'm Filipino, because my skin is this color, I will never be Spider-Man. I will never be...
Wait, did somebody say that to you? Or was that just the internalized message that you got that Tobey Maguire is Spider-Man because he's white?
Yeah, I don't know that it's that anyone ever told me that. But because of what I see on TV, all these superheroes, the way they look, Peter Parker is always, you know, this tall, handsome Caucasian guy, you know, Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield. Yeah, and I just, like, I always thought growing up, like, if I wanted to be a superhero, I would have to create one for myself. even when my friends and I were playing as like Power Rangers or something, I would invent my own Power Ranger because I know that no one up there looks like me.
Seems like you have this list of giant accomplishments. You're not even 30 years old. So did you have doubts about accomplishing what it was that you wanted to accomplish?
Oh, absolutely. And especially in college, like high school and college and growing up, I always thought to myself, oh, well, this is – I always thought to myself, shoot for the plucky best friend. Shoot for the supporting role because that's where you fit. You can't be the lead. You can't be the Romeo.
Well, so interesting. So you shot for these things. Well, here you are, like the star of your own life.
I never thought that anything like this would happen. At this time too. So soon, I guess.
When you talked about thinking of yourself as only the sidekick, do you think that that's changing?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope that it's changing. I'm seeing, in the past few years, I've been seeing a little more diversity around town. That's been really reassuring. A few years ago, there were a couple new works that came out at the same time, and both of them, number one, the casts were all Caucasian, and number two, had gay characters, but their stories were tied into the struggle of being gay. Either, like, they have trouble coming out, or they're being victimized, or they're a hilarious, stereotypical gay comic relief. And I'm watching these new works thinking, like, this is something new, but you're showing me something I don't need to see anymore. I don't need to see myself as a victim anymore. I'd love to be able to see myself as a hero. If I, growing up, had a show as a young, like, Asian kid, if there was a show out there that showed me a superhero being played by an Asian guy or a black guy or, you know, some person of color, I mean, I probably would have had a little bit more hope growing up.
That's Justin Huerta speaking with Marcy Silman. And Huerta's new autobiographical show, Lizard Boy, is on stage at the Seattle Repertory Theater through early May. It opens next week. Here's the show's title song, written by Huertas and performed with fellow cast members in rehearsal at the Seattle Repertory Theater last week.
Lizard boy, run. Lizard boy, fly. Lizard boy, do what you can to get by. Teases me and breaks between the rain. I'm just thinking about my life, mostly thinking about my pain, thinking about how I must look on the surface. What's absurd is he had me feeling things and questioning my very purpose. Was I supposed to leave my room and spend a night outside? Was I supposed to take in measure for measure or subdivide? Maybe I hide behind the scales best as I can to protect the human being. No one seeing, I would not have to reflect on my character. If you don't like me, I won't ask for details. I'll just say you made a judgment about me based on my scales. I'll say you're being shallow and I'll leave the fault with you. Say you didn't like the scales, though I know that isn't true. Lizard boy, run. Lizard boy, fly.